Welcome to it. This is so it's 7 o'clock, so we call it the 7 o'clock public meeting. You might hear it called a PM. I know it's happening in night time, but PM means public meeting. So just so you know.
That makes sense. Johnny.
Good to know that, right? We had another one at 5 o'clock. Two more in Fishtown at Frankfurt and Norris. Two more in South Philly at Broad and Washington. And two more in South Jersey and Pensauken. We're a circle of hope, and you're even part of our circle of hope tonight because you're worshiping with us, and I really am thankful that you're here. Of course, our community can't just be reduced down to meetings, even though we have 56 different cells across the network, across Philadelphia, little tiny house churches that meet throughout the week. Even more than that, we're a network of cells forming congregations, but God is alive in us kind of regardless of the meetings that we have, or the meetings that we show up to, or something like that. We're always Christians, so we're always in the body of Christ. We're the church all the time. Church isn't just something you go to, which is a nice little piece of theology, I think. But let's make it more than just that, though, and actually offer some stories about why we are the church all the time. What are some ways that you've seen God this week? How were you the church this week? If we can answer that question, then it's not just some nice rhetoric. We're actually trying to work something out. So, what say you? How have you seen God this week? Mary Jo, I see God right when I see you. You're so bright and sunburned. I don't even know how that happened.
I'm a little underseated.
What an outfit, too. Jeez.
Anyway, well, I was just going to say that I found out this weekend by going to Baltimore and having rooftop conversation with like a baby brand new Christian and an atheist and a Jewish person, and having the...
And you.
Yeah, and I didn't really talk so much because I get real nervous when that happens, but having the atheist and the Jewish person display, like, this beautiful view of, like, who Christ is to them, and the baby Christian kind of just breaking it down, and that was, like, a really awkward and difficult time for me, but it was, like, kind of really beautiful when I just sat back and, like, let it happen, and it was just kind of really amazing just to have those moments. Anyway, and there was fire involved, and, you know,
that's awesome.
On the roof.
Where were you?
In Baltimore.
Oh, right.
Visiting my old housemate.
Nice. Baby Christian means someone who's recently become a Christian,
oh, sorry.
Not a baby.
That is correct. That is, yeah.
Why is baby so close to fire?
This is babysitting. We were dangling.
How else have you seen God this week? Mimi?
So this is a story that's kind of about folks that we're connected to in the next circle out. I just did this new job with Mennonite Central Committee, and this weekend I was out in Harrisburg for what they call Pennsylvania Relief Sale, and it's this big auction to raise money for Mennonite Central Committee, which does relief, development, and peacemaking work. And this, I don't know what they brought in this past weekend, but regularly they bring in like $400,000 in the weekend. They sell quilts and food and all,
awesome.
And all of it goes to, you know, like right now, relief is headed to Syria to help with people who are there. There's also like more like peacemaking and addressing root causes sorts of stuff going on. But anyways, like I just was there watching, and they said like 1,000 people volunteer to make this weekend happen. And these are all folks in our larger Anabaptist family, Mennonite, Brethren in Christ churches.
Mm.
And it was just like this huge mobilization of people who call themselves Christians who like to be together in community, and then also like to like do something for the rest of the world, however they can. So it was exciting to watch that happen and to know that we're a part of that.
I'm so glad you have that job, Mimi. I can't even think of a better person for it. They really found the right one. I went to, my friends are in a band called Olderos, and I went to see them play. So last night at a house, I was really excited about going and watching them, since I like them a lot, and they're part of our community. And I was just like, oh, these guys are really talented. So Dan Wilgemuth here, who's running our tech equipment, he's a realtor by day, but in the evening, he transforms into this killer bassist with that can harmonize too, so just like, Well, they finally mic'd him. This is really great. You know, so I really enjoyed that. If you want to listen to this kind of folky music that they're doing together, go to oldermost.bandcamp.com. I want to promote you for it. Can I do that? But I do see the Lord in what you do, so I'm really thankful for that. DW is right here, for the record. Just put your hand up. I know I made you stand before. So, that's cool. How else have you seen God this week? Any more? Derek?
I was bartending in Center City Friday night, and about 12 people from this congregation came out to hang out with me and watch the flyer screen, and I felt really blessed by that.
That is nice. I'm glad they did that. Derek's a good bartender.
And what a good game, right?
Yeah.
Just say it.
Was it the 8-5 game?
Yeah.
Oh, that was exciting. Any more? Josiah.
What's so surprising?
I was out in front of where I work at American in Somerset at a nonprofit called Congreso. And it was really cool because I was just sort of biking past to say hi to some people I knew were doing something there on Saturday. And Vanessa Caruso from Frankfurt and Arts walks out of the front of the building, and she has been volunteering at the tax site there to fill out taxes for people for free. So they don't get taken advantage of. And that was just really cool to see, bump someone else at, like, on the street doing this thing that's not necessarily connected to anything we're doing together, but we're each a part of, like, what's going on.
Can you tell about that a little bit?
What was she volunteering for? Is that what you want to know?
Well, they have walk-in hours where people volunteer to help people fill out their taxes so that they don't, the bigger companies, I'm not remembering the name, but there's
H&R Block.
H&R Block, yeah, and those guys set up shops in poor neighborhoods deliberately and then kind of trick people into giving them 10, 20, 30% of their rebate. So by doing it free, they get all the money back that is supposed to be headed to them.
How much was saved that 1 year?
Right now they've already done $500,000.
That's awesome.
That's
great. Thanks, Josiah, for sharing that. Is there any more? Jenna?
Yeah.
I know your name. I'm just like, there you go again.
Yeah. Well, actually, me and Lauren got to go to Maryland this weekend.
Whoop, whoop.
Maryland.
Yeah.
Sorry.
It was actually my first time. I've never been to
Maryland. Yeah,
people. And it was just it was a really cool time to just, have silence and also, spend time meeting with some of my friends from Eastern. And, I don't know, it was really cool.
Which town in Maryland?
Earlville.
Where's that? Hurlville.
Is that the vomit?
Terrible.
No, Earl. Hurlville.
Earl. My name is Earl.
I heard Hurlville too.
What my name is like.
Oh, well, cool. Thanks for sharing that. More? Let's lift these stories up to Jesus. Thanks, Lord, that we can so quickly conjure up some stories about how we've seen you this week and how we've experienced community and faith that it can be so easy just to share that. And in the seasons where it's not, in seasons where it's hard to see you and it's challenging, may we continue to wait and be patient and trust that you are still there, even if it's really hard to know that. For those of us who are struggling and having difficult seasons, may these stories inspire them and not just cause some resentment. Amen. The team continues to lead us in worship right now. They're going to be doing songs sometimes in different languages or from different time periods. Sometimes they wrote a song. So if you're having a hard time knowing all the words or knowing how to pronounce them, or it's like a song you've never heard before but it's in English, that's okay. You can enter into that as you can. Try to push yourself and get into it, but if it's just too wild and you can't, you can just watch what's happening. I think that's fine too. Or enter into it in a different way. Because musical worship isn't the only way we can experience God, we're going to be working with different forms. Nick and Sarah come up and they will talk to us about how we can even learn from Paul and Philippi and be thankful for some people. There's post-its that you'll be using and putting on a map. They'll explain it better than I just did, but there's a different way that you can enter into worship. Then I'll talk a little bit about Paul, the Apostle Paul, and talk about some of the hang-ups that we have with him. And then you'll have a chance to respond to what I have to say, and then we'll talk a little bit about some things that are going on in our community, and then we'll, Emily Kephart will pray for Columbia at the conclusion of our meeting. So that's what's up. They're going to lead us to worship in a moment. Before they do that, find out who you're worshiping with. So shake someone's hand, introduce yourself, share some affection if you're able to.
Down to the rivers to pray, studying about that good old way, and we shall wear the stars. we sing this next song, the writer's going to come sing it with us.
Come, 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 come
And it sounds pretty self-explanatory, but I think that...
I'll give you a little explanation. You want a little explanation? Jamie just changed his strings on his guitar, so the guitar players know what happens after each song when there are new strings, so he's going to work that out. When we're singing a song in a... This is kind of an old song. But when it was written, the writer didn't actually speak like this, so he still kind of spoke like us. But it is written in a fashion to model the King James Version of the Bible, which is why we would sing with thee and thine and so on and so forth. We're trying to enter into that space and even appreciate how it was written. So if it's confusing for you and you don't know what every word means, thee refers to you, thou, same kind of thing. Thine would mean your. Art there means, it's a form of the word be. Nigh means near, etc., etc. So I hope that you can enter into it and understand even how to worship using a song like this. Sometimes we go and we change it to contemporary language. We wanted to keep the old English here. Even if it isn't historically applicable, we're trying to worship with it. And Mary Jo's really happy about
it. Mary Jo likes
me. Get worked out.
Like thine can be.
Sarah's going to come talk to us about ways to worship in other ways other than the music.
So we as a community strive to learn and worship with Christians throughout history and across the globe. This season we will highlight places of importance in the early church. There's a map in the back of the room, as some of you may notice. This week, our story begins at an unassuming place outside the city limits of Philippi, an affluent city home to a Roman military outpost. There we meet several wealthy women of the community of Gentiles who have met to worship the God of Abraham. St. Paul, searching for a synagogue on the early stop in his journey, meets the women and tells them a strange, possibly refreshing story of the resurrected Jesus. They quickly want to be a part of what's happening and open their houses and resources to Paul and the others. Later in his life, when Paul writes a letter to those earliest devotees to Jesus, the church in Philippi, he does so with deep love for them and gratitude for their eager belief and generosity. Today, we too will reflect on these experiences or people that we are thankful for, that have played a part in our beautiful journey. While the music plays, take some time to write on the post-it notes which are located on the back of your chairs. Write about the people or the things which you thank God for. Who or what has been an integral part to your journey, your vitality? You can place the notes on the map close to Philippi or anywhere else. You may even want to take some time to read what is already up there from the last public meeting. Over the course of the week, the design team will integrate them into the map, a symbol of the significance of love and gratitude to each of our own journeys.
I'll take you through the first thing so you get a good feel for it, and then we'll just try to jump in with both feet. So it is, lift up your hearts, Emmanuel's friends, and taste the pleasure Jesus sent. Let nothing cause you to delay, but hasten in the good old. And then for the chorus, it's arousing. For I have a sweet hope of glory in my soul. I have a sweet hope of glory in my soul. For I know I have, and I feel I have, a sweet hope of glory in my soul.
So just try to keep up with the underlines. Jump right in, be brave, we're going to do this. Here we go.
Lift up your heart, Emmanuel's friends, and taste the pleasure Jesus sent. Let nothing cause you to delay, but hasten
this is a reconciliation song between the Pennsylvania Dutch and the, which tribe was it, Jay?
Shawnee. Okay, so yeah, the Pennsylvania Dutch side is saying, ears to hear, eyes to see, patience to wait, strength to move against the injustice that was being done against the Shawnee tribe. The story goes, this happened a while ago, but the Shawnee was being persecuted and the PA Dutch didn't do anything about that for a while. And eventually, just recently, there's been a major reconciliation between the two. So we are going to celebrate that reconciliation and sing in both languages to represent it. So Joe is going to lead us in singing the first two lines, and then if you'll follow me coming in on the last two, there's a bit of a rhythm change, but we'll try to guide you through that.
Hi-yo, hi-yo, glory, hi-yo, hi-yo.
us and continuing to be with us. Be with us as we contemplate who you are, and be with John as he speaks with us, give us ears to hear. And then our pastor, John Rashid, is going to come up and have a few words with us.